Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I'm so freaking excited. It is episode 100. That means your girl has been showing up 100 weeks in a row, sometimes a little extra bonus episode here and there when I feel like you need a little swift kick in the ass. But I have been doing this for almost 2 years now. And that is truly insane for me to think about because I remember starting the podcast and being told that I shouldn't and being advised that like it wasn't a good idea. It was going to be a huge time commitment and that sort of thing. And the way that I operate, and you probably gather this now if you've listened to the podcast enough, is that I just do what I want, when I want, how I want. I lead by my intuition. I'm guided by my intuition. And my intuition was like, no, it's time for you to get your message out. It's time for you to do the damn thing. And this episode is to break down like where I was when I started it and where I'm at now. Because I think it's really cool to see even the success that has come with having a podcast and also the reach and the impact I've been able to make because of having the podcast, the connections I've gotten and that sort of thing. It's been really cool. But I was thinking as I was prepping for this episode, like Jet was like around 18 months old when I launched the podcast. We had just lost our first nanny. Kyle had opened the fourth location that we had about a year before that. Things were breaking left and right inside of it. And we were just really in the thick of entrepreneurship and being parents and trying to navigate this new role. Jet was still nursing, so I wasn't sleeping great. And I just look back and I'm like, damn, if she would have waited for the right time in the perfect circumstances, she never would have done it. And so if there's one thing this podcast in particular has taught me and really just how I operate life in general is to start before you're ready and just go full freaking send. Because there's never going to be a perfect time. And you delaying what's on your heart is only delaying your success. And so if you've been thinking about starting a podcast, I can't recommend it enough. I think it's a great way to connect with your audience. And Kyle had just opened the fourth location, had been open for about a year. And then today, actually, as I'm recording this episode, we have signed the lease on our fifth location. And that's super exciting. We're actually testing a different model. So Kyle will primarily be in charge of that location, but it's going to be with a partner. So I'm super excited to share with you guys how that rolls out because it's the first time we've ever had a partnership. We're going to have sauna and cold plunge inside of that clinic. We've never had that before. It is going to be more of a recovery. So it's going to be a new brand. We're going to be building a different movement, if you will, with that brand. And so I'm super excited to see it unfold. I know Kyle's so stoked. We'll have to get him on an episode here coming up. Because it's going to be 15 minutes from our house and his clinics up north are about 45 minutes to an hour drive. And so he's super pumped to be able to do that. It's also so crazy to think of when him and I just got started with our careers, having one practice felt so, so overwhelming. And then each of us having a practice and from that point to even where we are today and everything we're managing, it definitely has taught me that capacity is a lie. Capacity is something that we think is finite. And in reality, it's infinite if you can figure out how to manipulate your time and to manipulate your mindset in order to think that you have more capacity. And so the podcast itself, like, it's just a good reminder of the podcast is just part of my daily life now, right? It's something that I do. I clock in. I'm like, cool, here I am with my crew. Let's record something and let's go on about the life. It would have been really easy to say, I don't have time for that. It would have been really easy for us to be like, we shouldn't do a fifth clinic. And honestly, it's taken us 2 years to even want to do it because that last one really kicked our ass and we weren't sure if we wanted to. But my husband being the alpha that he is ready for a new challenge. And I'm excited. I'm excited to support him. I'm excited to just see how our life unfolds in this new season. We're managing more than we ever have, having more fun than we have. Jet's at a super fun and challenging age. But it's so cool to see his little personality come through. And there's something really special about April in my life. I don't know what it is. But in April, there's always a huge quantum leap. So when I think back to Kyle getting his first ever promotion at the company he was a part of, I remember we were celebrating like a $7,000 bonus check because he had became partner. And we were like so pumped. I remember going out and getting a beer and wings. And I was like, hey, mama's going shopping. Give me some of that bonus check. because mama needs a new pair of shoes, okay? And I just get so giddy thinking about all of the things that we've overcome and everything that we've been through, because it truly has been a journey. And now, even looking back, before I had the podcast, I had never done an event. Last April was the first time that we had done Scale Up. Absolutely had so much fun, was so expanded in that. And then even this April, like current present time, we are expanding at a rapid rate, getting ready for Profit and Purpose in Nashville, adding team members, adding fractional CMOs, adding really key players on to the team to be able to just go full send inside of this, opening a fifth location. There's so much goodness that's happening. And I know that all of this excitement and all of these things are not going to come without challenges, but I just think that we are like so much stronger now and so much more capable of handling the challenges that get thrown at us. I use this example with my clients. I remember when we used to have a team member that quit, even just an example like our nanny that quit. It was such a blessing in disguise, but instantaneously it felt hard, right? And then we ended up finding a nanny that was a way better fit for our family, and we never would have found her had that first one not quit. And I think this goes for all team. I remember Kyle, one of his office managers quit and she was replaced within 2 days. And the more reps you get, the more at-bats you get, like things just are way less of a big deal. And I know this is going to sound crazy, but I actually think it's easier to play at this level that we're playing at than it was when we were just building the one office, because we were so stuck in the weeds, we could not see a way out. We were so stuck in the day-to-day, we could not understand how much freedom and possibility was on the other side of that until we removed ourselves from that. That's what truly has allowed us to go on and scale this empire and continue to grow and expand. And so I just want to remind you too, if you're listening to this and you're in the day-to-day of your business, you are always going to feel like you have capacity issues if you cannot start to remove yourself as the CEO, as the founder, as the visionary. You're going to be brushed up against those bottlenecks. One of the other things that I think has been so beautiful on this 100th episode journey is my ability to give less shits now than I used to. And it's by no means perfect. I still care a little bit too much what people think, but I am able to just let go of people, places, and things at a much quicker pace now and not overthink it and know, hey, my intuition's telling me this isn't a match, or my intuition is telling me this isn't a fit. My intuition is telling me this process inside of the business is no longer serving us. This coaching program, like I've navigated over the last 2 years, I've switched up a lot of things inside of my coaching programs to be in alignment with who I am today and not who I was when I started in 2023. And let that be a permission slip to you that you can change anything at any given moment. I was reflecting with Brandy before this, and I think when I launched the podcast, I probably have 10 one-to-one clients. And now your girl doesn't even do one-to-one coaching anymore unless it's a year commitment for the right fit and it's a hefty investment. It's not for the average person by any means, because you're getting me in super close proximity. And that isn't how I started. We have expanders now. We didn't have expanders. Even when I launched the podcast back in 2023, I think we didn't even have 90-day sprint. We didn't, because our first round of 90-day sprint was after Scale Up. I pitched it at Scale Up. And it is fucking crazy to think of how rapidly things have shifted. But that's what happens when you just say yes to yourself. You just show up. You just keep going. And so when I think about like how come it's easier to play at this level than it was 5-6 years ago, even before the podcast was a thing. And it's because I've removed myself and am able to focus on super big picture things. So I'm not saying you have to be completely removed from your business in order to grow. I'm just saying you have to be removed in certain aspects. You have to delegate more. You have to be able to have space to create something bigger than what you currently are doing. And even for myself, I think back, I had, when I started the podcast, I had a personal assistant. Today in present time, I have an operational manager. And a personal assistant and operational manager are completely different roles. So I've even ascended so much as a leader. I've stepped into a new leadership role. I've stepped into this massive impact role. And it's so exciting and it's so fun. But I had to become somebody different along the way too from when I started. And my needs shifted. And maybe for you, your needs are currently shifting and you're feeling caught up between who you used to be as a leader and who you are in present time. And I just want to remind you, you're going to make different decisions now based on who you are. And they might be hard decisions, but it's important that you continue to make the hard decisions if you want to continue to grow. The other thing that's really cool is I feel no matter what, when I started the podcast, it was because I wanted to help people. It's because I wanted to get my message out there. If I could impact one entrepreneur, then it would have been worth the time, right? The hundreds and hundreds of people that I have impacted through the podcast, just listening to it, like people that'll never pay me a day in their life, just listening to it and being stuff that's really resonated. Thank you for being so real. Thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing the things that you're going through. That lights my heart on fire. And if I would say there was one commonality between when I started the podcast back in 2023 to present time, it's that my desire to give, my desire to make an impact is just as strong, if not stronger, in present time. And that is something that has not changed at all. It's only been fueled by the podcast. I think I was saying, and then I got a little distracted. I think I had 10 private clients when I started the podcast. We have over 130 people in our community now. That is freaking nuts. That's mainly through organic marketing too. It's not even, we just started ads last quarter. And so when you think of that impact, I can't wait to see where we're at in another 100 episodes. It's absolutely going to be freaking nuts. And one of the things that I've learned so much through doing the podcast, and I'll leave you with this, is that community is absolutely essential to your well-being as an entrepreneur. Like, essential. I don't care if there's two people in your community. I don't care if there's two people that you can chat about business and life and the ups and the downs with, but it is essential to your well-being. It's essential to your growth. By creating community, by creating a movement within the Wealthy Practitioner, we have helped so many people far beyond my capacity as a single person. When you have the community supporting you, when you have other people around you who get what you're going through and can support you and be accountable and help you rise to the standards that you've set for your life, your success will be unmatched. You will be able to far outkick any trajectory that you thought you were destined for. You will far exceed it. And that has been evident by the podcast and the movement as a whole from the Wealthy Practitioner. And so just a reminder, you need community. Build it in your local area. Build it online. Do whatever you have to do to find your community where you fit in, because likely the missing link to your success is found in that. The last thing I have for you is we are kicking off Million Dollar Movement. If you didn't see that new cute podcast cover photo, that is also our photo for the Million Dollar Movement. And that photo shoot, by the way, was so much fucking fun because I just really embraced who I am. Instead of being like, what do I want? What do I think people want a picture of? It was like, no, this is who I am. This is this bad bitch energy that I'm carrying into the next season of life. This is how I want to show up. And the pictures came out so good. My photographer was absolutely so much fun to work with. I've worked with her for years now, but she really captured what I was going after. And if you haven't checked out the sales page for Million Dollar Movement, make sure you do, because I had a lot of fun with that. You do not look at that and think, okay, this is for a certain person. This is next level stuff. And what I'm going to be teaching you inside a Million Dollar Movement is next level. It's about creating a movement with your brand. So the thing that most business owners get wrong is that they just want to create a business. They focus on systems and operations and social posts and email and all of the checkbox things, right? Yep, did that. What they forget is the energy behind the business. And that is essentially your brand. And that's the way that I view brand. And for me, dialing in, it's not only through the Wealthy Practitioner, it was also through Circle of Life Chiropractic. We'll definitely do it at the new location and the new brand we're building too. But how can you create a feeling behind that brand where people just see it, they feel it, it's able to translate through a screen and they're like, damn, I want more of that. And that's what we've been able to do. It's what I want to teach you, because that's when sales and marketing gets so fucking easy that you can do it in your sleep. When you create a magnetic brand and you show up fully, authentically as you are, people will fork over their credit card and they will not ask you how much it costs. They will not care what you are selling. And I'm so excited. If you did Full Send was lit. We had so much fun. It's really only a couple times a year that I do these mini coaching programs at a ridiculous, affordable price. After we did Full Send last time, people were like, this is worth more than a $3,000 coaching program I've paid for. And we're going to bring that same heat inside a Million Dollar Movement. So I'll drop it in the show links. Join in. We kick off in May. I'm going to have lots of goodies for you post Nashville that I'll be dropping in there as well. So I can't wait. As always, thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart for listening to this podcast. If it wasn't for your DMs, your messages, your shares, all of that, your girl wouldn't keep showing up. And so I just thank you for giving me the confidence when maybe I didn't have it, for sharing with me even when I felt vulnerable and exposed and sharing some of the things on the podcast. But you guys coming into my DMs and being like, damn, Steph, that was exactly what I needed today. That is honestly what keeps me going. So I love you and I will see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.